You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 413, covering week 19, May 5th through 11th, 2025. BleachFit 5.0.0 is out. The program offers a list of recommended components for deletion from which the user can exclude certain items. The program supports console and graphical interfaces and can run on Linux and Windows. The code is written in Python using PyGTK and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ready-made packages are compiled for popular Linux distributions. BleachBit allows you to clean caches, logs, and temporary files of various applications, remove unused locales and files with RPM and deb packages left after installation, optimize internal databases of browsers, mail clients, and package managers. The program also supports the shredder mode, which allows you to overwrite individual files or all free space on the drive to prevent recovery of files deleted by applications. The new version adds the utility to select the interface language in the settings. They improved operation in multi-user systems and on Linux, cleaning of LibreWolf, Microsoft Edge, and Geary, deletion of temporary bash files was implemented. They improved cleaning of logs after rotation and damaged .desktop files. There are ready-made packages for Fedora 41 and 42, CentOS 9, and Ubuntu 24.10 and 25.04. The S6-RC 0.5.6.0 Service Manager is out, designed to manage the launch of the initialization scripts and services. The system supports initialization scripts compatible with SysV init and can import dependency information from SysVRC or OpenRC. The code is written in C and is distributed under the ISC license. The S6-RC Service Manager includes a set of utilities for starting and stopping daemons or immediately terminating initialization scripts. During parallel launch of non-intersecting services is ensured, and a repeating sequence of script execution is guaranteed for different launches. All state changes are processed, taking into account dependencies. When a service is launched, the dependencies necessary for its operation will be automatically launched, and when stopped, the dependent services will also be stopped. Unlike other service managers, S6-RC supports proactive, offline construction of a dependency graph for an existing set of services, which allows performing resource-intensive dependency analysis separately rather than during loading or state changes. At the same time, the system is not monolithic and is divided into a series of separate and replaceable modules, each of which easily solves only a specific task. Instead of run levels, S6-RC offers the concept of bundles, which allows grouping services by arbitrary features and tasks. To improve the efficiency, a compiled dependency database is used, created by the S6-RC-compile utility, based on the contents of directories with files for starting and stopping services. The S6-RC-DB and S6-RC-update utilities are offered for passing and manipulating said database. The Open Web UI project, which develops a platform for deploying large language models on its own hardware and interacting with them via a web interface, has switched to a restrictive license that prohibits renaming. Initially, the project was supplied under a BSD3 license, but starting with the release of 0.6.6, restrictive changes were added to the license text. In addition, the project introduced a mandatory signing of an agreement on the transfer of property rights for community participants wishing to transfer their changes. When installing or distributing copies of Open Web UI, the user is now required to preserve the original branding name and logo. The only exceptions are for developers who submitted changes before the license change, commercial license holders, and installations that have fewer than 50 users per month. These conditions do not meet the criteria for an Open OSI license, so the project can now be considered proprietary despite the word open in its name. Code released before version 0.6.6 remains under the BSD license. The GNOME SDK includes a compiler called Blueprint-Compiler, which allows you to use Blueprint markup to define your application interface. Blueprint support in the GNOME SDK will allow you to use this interface description language in GNOME applications without manually installing additional dependencies. Blueprint is currently included in the nightly builds of GNOME SDK and will be included in releases starting with the fall release of GNOME 49. Blueprint simplifies the creation of interfaces using the GTK4 library and is distinguished by the use of a simple declarative system that replicates the model of GTK widgets, supporting standard templates, types, and handlers. Unlike the GTK UI file format, Blueprint does not use XML markup, which is perceived as overloaded and inconvenient for manual editing. Thanks to its readable syntax, the Blueprint format allows you to do without the use of specialized visual interface editors. At the same time, Blueprint does not require changes to GTK and is positioned as an add-on that compiles markup into the standard XML format for GTK Builder. The functionality of Blueprint is fully consistent with GTK Builder, only the method of presenting information differs. The toolkit code is written in Python and is distributed under the LGPL v3 license. Microsoft has announced the formation of official builds with Fedora Linux for the WSL subsystem. At the end of April, similar builds began to be published for Arch Linux and Alma Linux. For Arch Linux, such builds are planned to be updated once a month, and for the rest as new releases are released. Fedora, Alma Linux, and Arch Linux builds are included in the list of Linux distributions distributed by the WSL repository and offered for quick installation in WSL. Other distributions in the WSL list include Debian GNU/Linux, Ubuntu, OpenSUSE Leap, OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, SUSE Linux Enterprise, Kali Linux, and Oracle Linux. Canonical intends to use the Rust-based equivalent of sudo by default in the autumn release of Ubuntu 25.10. In March, a similar decision was made to replace GNU Core Utils with UUtils. Initiatives to replace zlib and ntpd with zlib-rs and ntpd-rs are under consideration, as well as to use Sequoia instead of GNU-PG in the apt package manager. Sudo-rs is designed to be as compatible as possible with the classic sudo and su utilities, allowing sudo-rs to be used as a transparent replacement for sudo in most usage scenarios. For users who do not wish to switch to uutils and sudo-rs, Ubuntu 25.10 will provide an option to fall back to the classic core utils and sudo system utilities. The replacement of system components is part of an initiative to improve the quality of the system environment by delivering programs that are initially developed with safety, reliability, and correctness in mind. Delivering utilities written in Rust will reduce the risk of memory issues, such as accessing a memory area after it has been freed and going beyond the buffer boundaries. If the experiment is considered successful, Rust utilities will be used by default in the Ubuntu 26.04 LTS branch. The lightweight distribution Puzzle 25.02 has been released, providing a pre-configured and ready-to-use lightweight Wayland desktop environment, or LWDE desktop, based on the LabWC composite server. The distribution is built on Arch Linux using its own repository. The project may be useful for enthusiasts who want to create their own environment for switching from LXDE to environments using Wayland. A build for the x86-64 architecture is available for download. Mesa 25.1.0 has been presented. The first release of the Mesa 25.1.0 branch has an experimental status. After the final stabilization of the code, the stable version 25.1.1 will be released. Mesa 25.1 adds support for the Vulkan 1.4 graphics API and the AMD drivers for Intel GPUs, RADV for AMD GPUs, NVK for NVIDIA GPUs, Asahi for Apple GPUs, Turnip for Qualcomm GPUs, the LavaPipe soft rasterizer, and an emulator mode. The PanVK driver for ARM Mali GPU supports Vulkan 1.2, and the V3DV and DZN drivers support Vulkan 1.0. Mesa also provides full OpenGL 4.6 support for the Iris, Radeon SI, and Crocus, Zinc, Virgil, Predrino, D3D12, and Asahi drivers. OpenGL 4.5 support is available for AMD and NVIDIA GPUs. OpenGL 3.3 support is available in the SoftPipe software rasterizer and NV50 drivers. OpenGL 3.1 is supported in the PanFrost and V3D drivers. CloneZilla Live 3.2.1 has been published. It is designed for fast disk cloning in which only used blocks are copied. The tasks performed by the distribution are similar to the proprietary product Norton Ghost. The distribution is based on Debian GNU/Linux and uses the code of such projects as DRBL, Partition Image, NTFS Clone, Part Clone, UDP Cast. It is possible to boot from CD or DVD, USB Flash, and over the network PXE. LVM2 and file systems ext2, ext3, ext4, RiserFS, Riser4, XFS, JFS, ButterFS, F2FS, NILFS2, FAT12, FAT16, FAT32, NTFS, HFS Plus, UFS, Minix, VMF S3, and VMF S5, VMware ESX, are supported. There is a mode of mass cloning over the network, including the transmission of traffic in multicast mode, allowing simultaneous cloning of the source disk to a large number of client machines. You can clone from one disk to another, as well as to create backup copies by saving the disk image to a file. Cloning is possible at the level of entire disks or individual partitions. The Integrated Development Environment Lazarus 4.0 has been published. It is based on the Free Pascal compiler and performs tasks similar to Delphi. The environment is designed to work with the release of the Free Pascal compiler 3.2.3. Ready-made installation packages with Lazarus are prepared for Linux, macOS, and Windows. The developers of the Raspberry Pi project have presented a new version of Raspberry Pi OS distribution 2025-05-06 based on Debian 12 and the Linux 6.12 kernel. About 35,000 packages are available in the repository. The desktop environment is based on the LabWC composite server, which uses the WLroots library from the Sway project. Three builds have been prepared for download, a reduced one for server systems, one with a basic desktop, and a full version with an additional set of applications, available for 32 and 64-bit architectures. Additionally, an update has been formed for the legacy edition of Raspberry Pi OS, based on the Linux 6.1 kernel and Debian 11. Nate Graham has published the latest KDE development report. The development of the KDE Plasma 6.4 branch, scheduled for release on June 17th, has been moved to a soft freeze, which limits the acceptance of changes to implement new features. There's a list at the link in the show notes. The GNOME Foundation has announced a new CEO who is responsible for the governance and development of the GNOME Foundation as an organization, as well as for interacting with the board of directors, advisory board, and members of the organization. Stephen Deobald, a GNOME user since 2002 and experienced in business development, organizing collaborative development, and managing open source projects such as XTDB and Endotabas, has been confirmed as the new CEO. As CEO, Stephen aims to increase transparency, improve collaboration among project participants, and ensure the financial sustainability of the organization. The decision to include the Showtime video player in the GNOME 49 release was also announced, which will be shipped under the name GNOME Video Player and will be used by default instead of the Totem Video Player, then called GNOME Videos. The program features a minimalist interface displayed over the content and hidden during viewing. It supports standard controls, full screen mode, changing the playback speeds, showing subtitles, and creating screenshots. The OpenSearch Software Foundation has released the OpenSearch 3.0 project, a fork of the Elasticsearch search, analysis, and data storage platform, and the Kibana web interface. Companies such as Amazon, SAP, Uber, Aaron, Atlassian, Canonical, DigitalOcean, and NetApp are participating in the development of the fork. The code is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. OpenSearch includes the OpenSearch storage and search engine, the OpenSearch dashboards with web interface and data visualization environment, and a set of add-ons for machine learning, SQL support, notification generation, cluster performance diagnostics, traffic encryption, role-based access control, authentication via Active Directory, Kerberos, SAML, and OpenID, single sign-on implementation, and detailed logging for auditing. The GNU M4 Macro Processor 1.4.20 was released, uses a wrapper for forming the sendmail configuration and generating configure scripts in the AutoConf toolkit. M4 allows dynamically generating text based on templates, passing the input text through itself, and substituting the result of executing the macros specified in this text. Both native and ready-made functions can be called from macros, for example, for including files, performing arithmetic operations, math manipulating string data, and running system commands. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.